News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, cancel culture is a threat to comedy. That is the view of several comedians, including UK comedian Leo Kirst, who has said he has had shows disrupted by, as he describes them, left-wing protesters and promoters have blacklisted him for his jokes, he says. But we're wondering, is that an issue here in Ireland? Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by comedian David Mac-Savage. David, obviously, I've seen the Savage Eye. You don't pull your punches and you sail fairly close to the wind. Have you ever had an issue with an online mob coming after you because of things like that?
Yeah. Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy.
That was one of my favourite sketches.
Joe Duffy came again. But the thing is, it's usually a very small amount of people who are complaining or are being offended. It gets reported and it seems like a bigger issue than it is. I had this character, Bull Mick, and now to me, it was implicit that I was using the hate speech of somebody who is anti-gay or homophobic.
This is the guy behind the bar, and he was obnoxious. The bar.
And I thought it was obvious that he was the object of ridicule.
Yeah, because he was a disgusting, gross character.
Yeah, you know, and he was so afraid of homosexuality because he was probably fearful of his own gayness. And so you're using this hate speech to make fun of hate speech. But then a few people took that literally. When I did a routine on Instagram, and you know, there was a little online mob, and they were telling me that, you know, they were reporting me and getting rid of me. It had never happened to me on social media before. It did make me not want to do that character because it just horrified me that people would take that literally.
That sounds like a very decent response on your part. Do you have concern though that over time there is a chilling effect on what you can do by way of artistic freedom or around free speech?
No, Ciara,
you say things that maybe are well intended or reasonably intended, you still get lambasted for it.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, people say, oh, you can't say this. I think if you have intelligence, you can play around with the mores of the day, whatever that is. And in an advanced open society, a side effect of freedom is that you will have idiots and people who say stupid stuff, but it is only words. To say you can't say that, you're getting into it's a very dangerous territory.
I don't think either of us are proponents of hate speech or suggesting that people should be allowed to make it. But the idea that there's wrong think and you shouldn't be allowed to make a joke about something that perhaps isn't hate speech, but perhaps is distasteful or something. Would you have concern there?
No. When people are complaining about comedy, they're generally saying that they just don't think it's funny. Like, and also in a comedy club, you'd never say anything that is openly racist. You wouldn't get hired. You'd never get a gig there again.
And that's fair. I think that's fair enough. I personally wouldn't find it funny somebody being racist. I don't consider that funny, but I'm sure there are other things that I might laugh like a drain at that other people would think were distasteful in some way.
That's exactly the point. People in general expect things to be done when they are offended. They personally are offended. Something needs to be done. And I would say, no, nothing needs to be done. Just sit with it, be offended and move on. That's it. If you're having to second guess what people may or may not be able to handle in a club, that is quite difficult for comedy. I mean, I know lots of people that I disagree with, that don't hold the views that they have, but I like them. It's a sign of mental well-being to have a sense of humor and to be able to joke and just rid yourself of all these dark thoughts.
Yeah. Very good for our resilience, developing a sense of humor. It helps us cope with adversity. Yeah. Ricky Gervais is another comedian who I'm sure both of us have heard of, who tends to not take on board criticisms whenever he's been accused of being offensive. And you know, he doesn't, I've never seen him make any kind of homophobic or racist remarks, but he sometimes says things that you might consider distasteful, and he's sometimes been criticized for him. And he's very blunt in his dismissal of people's criticisms. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, he is in a different league, obviously, to me. So he's kind of uncancellable, and he's in a very strong position.
You know, fact that you say uncancellable, which implies that other people are cancellable, does that mean it is a concern?
I don't know. It's just quite a myopic view of the world. When if somebody says something that you don't agree with or you're offended by, you actively want to cancel them and stop them from having a career. I would never wish that on anybody.
Interesting points. Well made. Thank you for that. Indeed, that is comedian David Mac-Savage. But let us know what you think. Is there, to some extent, a chilling effect on speech? And I'm not talking about things like hate speech, because I don't think anyone supports the notion that should be put out there, you know, with sort of
Politically incorrect speech.
Politically incorrect speech as opposed to hate speech. And is there a chilling effect? And what can or should be done? It appears to be the way of things now. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents this morning. We'd love to know what you think out there.